Okay, now it's 1:05. Welcome everyone to this dev room, open source EU policy something. You know the title better than I do. My name is Sebastian Reipel. I am the director of EU government affairs for Appel, and together with my colleagues, I'm organizing this dev room. Very happy that you all came. We're going to start with the presentation, Open Source as a Cultural Movement by Stefano. You can look up probably the rest of the schedule, but I just want to give you a couple of words of, well, not wisdom probably, but of what motivated this block in this dev room. So a lot of people ask the question of how do we increase or improve Europe's competitiveness in the world? I just thought that at FOSDEM, maybe it would be important to mention for the more technical minded. I used to work in policy in the European Parliament for 10 years until the last summer. I'm a computer scientist. I used to go to these conferences to look at technical talks. And I think it's important for the more technically minded to understand that when we talk about competitiveness, it's not only about creating jobs and all of that. That is behind it, but it is about connecting with the narratives that that we talk about in politics, and that we need to motivate interest for open source in policy making and in that field. So, in order for us to be understood and for the idea to be understood, why open source is so important, we need to connect to these narratives that the politicians speak, this session is about that. We do understand that technology is built on the basis of open source, but that's something that we have to keep telling the politicians and policymakers over and over again, because that is something that you don't understand if you're not very technical. Remember the XKCD picture with the blocks that make up a project or that make up our infrastructure, and with the, sometimes the individual matches that hold up entire parts or the entire structure. So getting that idea into the minds of politicians is what we hear about. Not a lot of people know that technology is built that way, and that in particular open source is the reason that all of our infrastructure keeps running. So that's what we're trying to explain. One narrative that currently is around and that you've probably heard of is that of the Eurostack. It's also been talked about in some of the previous talks. Let's connect to the narratives in policy making and in politics through the narratives that they understand. Even though we want to achieve something for open source here, we want to achieve something for society. And seeing as I work for a business association, we want to achieve something for European businesses as well, because that's, after all, the opportunity that we have not to only implement the cool technology that we want to implement, but also to create wealth and an income for people, not only from this community, but to also try to include more people to that overall wealth. I think those were my introductory words. I will be around here all day long, probably. Let me know if you have any questions. And with that, I will hand over to Stefano. Thank you.